Chapter 3. Domains. The overarching goal of the H2F system is soldier readiness. This goal is met when training in the five domains of H2F is optimized. These domains are physical readiness, nutritional readiness, mental readiness, spiritual readiness, and sleep readiness. To conduct rigorous, demanding training that inspires Army pride, imbues the soldier ethos, and maximizes common task competence, soldiers must be physically and mentally motivated and engaged. Physical readiness. If the overarching goal of H2F is soldier readiness, then the overarching physical training goal is movement lethality, the ability to physically engage with and destroy the enemy. Movement lethality is the ability to apply and sustain the right amount of strength, endurance, and speed to meet the demands of training and combat physical tasks. This physical goal is supported by optimal mental function. The goal and the function are inseparable, linked together. The ability to tolerate physical duress is a function of mental toughness. It is generated by training the critical components of physical readiness and the tasks they support. Components of fitness, energy systems, occupational skills, and physical skills required for movement lethality must be carefully combined over time with a soldier's structural capabilities. Structural capabilities are the intrinsic capabilities that allow a soldier to perform physically. Structural capabilities support the training and improvement of the movement skills. Movement lethality has to be taught and learned with meticulous attention to the precise replication of the movements required in occupational tasks and combat. Movement skill must be deliberately and purposely progressed until it becomes a natural part of soldier performance in training and in contact with the enemy. One characteristic of movement, speed, serves as an example. Speed improves with the proper development of aerobic and anaerobic energy systems, along with muscular strength and endurance. Drills and exercises are the means to cultivate this improved end state. Speed is a word often associated with fast. Some drills, such as 30-60s, 300-meter shuttle runs, and hill repeats, promote fast speed. Others, such as the lateral, the lunge walk, and the soldier carry, develop precise, slower movement competencies. The movement skill associated with speed, therefore, is pace, the ability to control the rate at which you move. Pace can be deliberately progressed by ensuring that a soldier is exerting himself or herself correctly. This requires an understanding of effort. Soldiers can train and measure effort while executing these drills by using the RPE scale, a soldier's estimate of how hard he or she is working. This training integrates into the soldier's ability to avoid fatigue or arrive too soon at an objective. Physical readiness. Physical readiness is the ability to meet the physical demands of any duty or combat position, move lethally on the battlefield, accomplish the mission and continue to fight, win, and come home healthy. Nutritional readiness. Nutritional readiness has evolved over the past four decades from a series of disjointed ideas and one-size-fits-all guidelines into an evidence-based science promoting integrated and personalized practices. Whereas earlier efforts were based on static recommendations focused on the fuel needs for endurance sports, contemporary performance dietary guidelines are mission and individual driven and periodized to enhance readiness. The goal of nutritional readiness is to promote optimal performance readiness. For soldiers to perform optimally throughout their careers in assignments with varying levels of mental and physical difficulty, they must place as much emphasis on nutrition programming to support that performance as they do on physical and mental health. Nutritional readiness intertwines with the other readiness domains, since it promotes and is supported by optimal physical readiness, mental readiness, spiritual readiness, and sleep readiness. A comprehensive performance nutrition program is proactive, active, and reactive. Proactive. Proactive nutrition provides the foundation for baseline health and homeostasis, physiological equilibrium, the proactive prevention of nutrition deficiency, chronic disease, and immune system compromise. Active. Active nutrition fuels the arduous activities and events soldiers perform as part of their occupations and covers fueling before, during, and after these events. It comprises the largest portion of this section. Reactive. Reactive nutrition centers on specific dietary interventions to treat illness, injury, or medical conditions and spans hospitalization through rehabilitation to return to full duty. Nutritional readiness. Nutritional readiness is the ability to recognize, select, and consume the requisite food and drink to meet the physical and non-physical demands of any duty or combat position, accomplish the mission, and come home healthy. Mental readiness. Mental readiness is the capacity to adapt successfully in the presence of risk and adversity. It can be seen as a set of personality traits, an assortment of skills, or ways of behaving and thinking, or a combination of both personality traits and behaviors. Whether soldiers think of mental readiness as something they have, such as a personality trait or disposition, something they do, such as a plan, strategy, or way of behaving, or something they believe, such as a faith, positive outlook, or neutral outlook, it will help soldiers better understand uncertain situations and will make them aware of their own mental processes. Under extreme duress, mental readiness is the ability to create a sense of total control and confidence. In the presence of chaos and uncertainty, possibility for flawed judgment increases. Mental readiness reduces miscalculation and errors of judgment. Soldiers who are mentally ready can manage severe stress and grow mentally tougher in the process. Mental readiness depends on a range of the following factors: character, behavior, resilience, cognitive skill, social acuity. Character. Intrinsically, character is one's true nature, including identity, sense of purpose, values, virtues, morals, and conscience. Character, in an operational sense, is an Army professional's dedication and adherence to the Army ethic, including the Army values, as consistently and faithfully demonstrated in decisions and actions. AR-600-100, the Army Profession and Leadership Policy. Character is a complex, multifactorial construct. It is a soldier's true nature, including identity, sense of purpose, values, virtues, morals, and conscience. These personal qualities help the soldier to determine what is right and to become more dedicated and adherent to the Army ethic and Army values. A soldier of character is an honorable servant, an Army expert, and a steward of the soldier profession, his or her way of life. A soldier who demonstrates strength of character becomes, most essentially, a trusted leader. The process of character development in the Army starts during the accessions process. The civilian's transformational experience, his or her soldierization, continues in initial military training. Through deliberate, career-long professional education and experience, leaders and H2F performance teams who interact with soldiers reinforce character strength every day. They coach, counsel, mentor, and influence soldiers during physical and non-physical training. Soldiers model ethical reasoning and decision-making that reflect the attitudes and behaviors of their leaders. Behavior. Behavior is the outward expression of character. It combines a soldier's verbal and nonverbal actions, writings, photos, and videos that inform the world about that soldier. No matter what background and set of values a soldier brings to the Army, all soldiers understand that they are required to adhere to the Army's policies, regulations, doctrine, and values. The extent that soldiers are open to and committed to these values and ethics is reflected in their behavior. Resilience. Resilience is the ability to face and cope with adversity, adapt to change, and recover, learn, and grow from setbacks. Resilient soldiers can better leverage mental and emotional skills and behaviors that promote enhanced performance and optimize their long-term health. The Army considers resilience to be a key component of soldier and unit readiness. Resilient leaders can recover quickly from setbacks, shock, injuries, adversity, and stress while maintaining their mission and organizational focus. They can foster this capacity in their soldiers through leading by example and with tough, realistic training. Leaders who learn in the presence of stress and grow from it build resilience. Resilience helps leaders and their units fight and win and continue to fight and win. Resilient leaders carry difficult missions to their conclusion. Cognitive skill. Cognitive skill is the ability to expand and integrate knowledge into decisions. It drives the ability to make sound decisions. It is built through the instruction and absorption of personal and professional experience and education, values, and beliefs. It should not be difficult for soldiers and leaders to understand the link between high levels of cognitive skill and optimal performance on the battlefield. Low cognitive skill leads to poor decision-making and misconduct behaviors. Key measures for soldiers and leaders to use in assessing cognitive skill include the following: attention or attentiveness, memory or recall, integration of concepts, data, inputs, and orders, reasoning, problem-solving, and decision-making, understanding. Social acuity. Social acuity is the awareness of, control over, and ability to manage interactions with others. High social acuity, or social intelligence, is the ability to read other people's cues and then act appropriately. Emotionally intelligent soldiers can interact with others with an awareness of, control over, and an ability to appropriately express their own emotions. Three useful measures of soldier social acuity are task cohesiveness, Army identification, and social cohesiveness. Task cohesiveness is the motivation to achieve the Army's goals and objectives, which leaders generally assess at the soldier level and aggregate at the unit level. In other words, each soldier's commitment to the unit's goals is assessed and aggregated across the unit as a measure of the group's task cohesiveness. A higher level of task cohesiveness directly correlates with increased morale, operational effectiveness, and ultimately improved odds of survival. Army identification and commitment is the extent to which a soldier feels that he or she is similar to and can relate to the Army. It is the extent to which a soldier feels a part of the Army and finds the Army personally meaningful or fulfilling. Social cohesiveness is the motivation to develop and maintain social relationships within the unit. Like task cohesiveness, leaders generally assess it at the soldier level and aggregate it at the unit level. Mental readiness. Mental readiness is the ability to meet the mental demands of any combat or duty position, adapt successfully in the presence of extreme risk and adversity, accomplish the mission, and continue to fight and win. Spiritual readiness. Spiritual readiness is the ability to endure and overcome times of stress, hardship, and tragedy by making meaning of life experiences. Individuals find meaning as they exercise beliefs, principles, ethics, and morals arising from religious, philosophical, and human values. Soldiers who successfully develop, sustain, and repair their state of being while facing adversity demonstrate spiritual readiness. Leaders who understand spiritual readiness can encourage personal spiritual readiness by creating a climate of mutual respect and dignity that promotes dialogue, fosters team cohesion, and enables healthy free exercise of religion or no religion. This approach enables collective and individual readiness. Spiritual readiness strengthens as individuals identify their spiritual dimension, their purpose, core values, beliefs, identity, and life vision. The spiritual dimension draws on an individual's core religious, philosophical, or human values to develop an individual's sense of motivation, character, and integrity. The spiritual dimension defines the essence of a person by enabling one to build inner strength, make meaning of experiences, behave ethically, persevere through challenges, and be resilient when faced with adversity. Spiritual readiness. Spiritual readiness includes the development of the personal qualities needed to sustain a person in times of stress, hardship, and tragedy. These qualities come from religious, philosophical, or human values and form the basis for character, disposition, decision-making, and integrity. Sleep readiness. To achieve optimal readiness, soldiers must have sleep, and the more sleep obtained, the better. Inadequate sleep weakens soldier performance and jeopardizes the mission. Sleep readiness consists of three components. Duration, because the health and functioning of the brain depend on the amount of sleep obtained. Timing, because the ability to initiate and maintain sleep, and thus maximize the amount of sleep obtained, is strongly influenced by the brain's internal clock. Continuity, because the extent to which sleep is undisturbed by arousals and awakenings influences both the duration and the depth of sleep. Deeper sleep is more restorative. The goal of sleep readiness ensures that the soldier's brain and body have adequately recovered so that he or she can tolerate repeated exposure to physical and mental stress. Like the rest of the body, muscles, skin, and internal organs, the brain has physiological needs for food, water, and oxygen, basic needs that must be met not only to ensure proper brain functioning, but also to sustain life itself. However, unlike the rest of the body, the brain has one additional physiological need, sleep. The brain requires sleep to maintain normal function. Sleep is necessary to sustain not only alertness, but also higher-order cognitive abilities, such as judgment, decision-making, and situational awareness. In short, sleep makes soldiers better at being soldiers. Sleep readiness. Sleep is the critical requirement for brain health and function. Sleep readiness is the ability to recognize and implement the requisite sleep principles and behaviors to support optimal brain function. In turn, sleep readiness underpins a soldier's ability to meet the physical and non-physical demands of any duty or combat position, accomplish the mission, and continue to fight and win. Domains. The five domains of the Holistic Health and Fitness H2F program build the Army's readiness goals and are based on the principles of optimization, individualization, and immersion. The goal is to improve each soldier's physical lethality and mental toughness through the linking of physical readiness, nutritional readiness, mental readiness, spiritual readiness, and sleep readiness.